Phoenix, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. The show's hot tonight. We've got all kinds of topics flying around, especially when we're looking at how the country is handling what is happening. We're a week out from the election, and already we're seeing some strange things happen in the country. We don't know if this is something that is sour grapes from an election, but it can't be, because you can go all the way back to October 27th, when Rear Admiral Charles M. Guillouette was fired from his command, one of three carrier battle groups in the Persian Gulf. He was ordered to return to Bremerton, Washington, in order to face an investigation to see if he was fit for command. In this case, there were no allegations of rape, no sexual misconduct, there were no apparent improprieties, only that he had a secret that he divulged to the Secretary of Defense, and that is Leon Panetta. Admiral Guillouette, when he was fired by President Obama, was due to disobeying orders when he ordered his forces on September 11, 2012, to assist and provide intelligence for American military forces ordered into action by U.S. Army General Carter Hamm, who was then the commander of the United States Africa Command, that's AFRICOM, against terrorist forces attacking American consulate in Benghazi, Libya. There are also other generals and people in high-ranking military offices that have been fired or otherwise forced to resign. And now we're looking at the David Petraeus story and how it's going deeper and deeper and deeper into an abyss, seeing all kinds of strangeness. We're hearing all kinds of weird email stories, about 30,000 or so emails exchanged. General John Allen now is being implicated. He was going to officiate over NATO. I know one person who's been following these stories, and that's James Corbett of the Corbett Report. He's in Japan right now, and he just appeared on Russia Today to talk about the situation going on. We talk to James right now. Hey, James, are you there?
I'm here, Clyde. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for being there. And I do know that you were on Russia Today commenting about what's going on. And from a person on the outside looking in, what are you seeing with the General David Petraeus story? And does this go all the way back to October when we were seeing the firing of several generals because of what happened in Benghazi?
Absolutely. I think we can't take a look at this story without questioning, well, a lot of different things, including what happened in Benghazi. And unfortunately, I've seen some people on the left side of the left, phony left-right paradigm in the mainstream media trying to play this off as just right-wing conspiracism or something. But it's absolutely ridiculous when you take a look at how deep this story is going. There are implications in so many different facets of the American government through this story. There's the privacy implications. There's the investigation. Who knew what, when, and the probability that some heads might roll over this, including even people like Holder, who knew about this investigation when it was ongoing and somehow didn't tell the White House about it. You have the Benghazi cover-up. You have the questions about access journalism and the relationship between the press and the people they're supposed to be covering. You have the implication this could be a CIA coup. There are people in the CIA who are obviously maneuvering themselves to try to garner the top spot right now, so there's a lot of politics behind that. And there are the geopolitical ramifications, because the CIA is stepping up what it's doing around the world with its drone strikes and the militarization of the CIA that was taking place under Petraeus. So all sorts of implications for this story. So to try to deride this as just some sort of tempest in a teapot, I think, is completely wrongheaded.
Well, that's the truth. And Rear Admiral Charles Guillouette, who was, of course, fired and went back to Bremerton, Washington, had to go under investigation. Apparently, the rumor is going around that he confessed to Leon Panetta that there may be a coup happening, that they kind of used the idea of the 7 days in May story, the one that was actually the film that was produced by John Frankenheimer and written by Rod Serling, or actually the screenplay was written by Rod Serling. It's actually from a 1962 book that was actually released. But I had watched that movie today, and you wouldn't believe, James, the similarities between General Scott, the idea that he had a mistress that he was divulging and having correspondence with, that they used letters to try and blackmail him into not having the coup, the president having a problem or a stalemate with Iran. I mean, this is something that we see as, fiction, but a lot of people are saying that not only are we dealing with the Benghazi situation, but we're also dealing with a number of people who are speculating that a lot of the military are thinking that Barack Obama is going soft on Iran and something needs to be done. This is almost similar to what happened prior to 9/11, where we had a group of men get together with the Project for the New American Century and saying, President Clinton, pay attention to what's going on in Iraq, otherwise we'll do something about it.
Exactly right. And let's throw another monkey wrench into the works here. We have ex-CIA agent Philip Giraldi, who's saying that the scuttlebutt among ex-CIA agents is that this might be an internal CIA type of coup, that the CIA, although Petraeus is being portrayed as this great director that everyone loved, in fact, there was a lot of people in the CIA who were uncomfortable with him and the type of militarization of the CIA that's been taking place under his command. And some people were quite uncomfortable with that. So that it may, in fact, be something that has started from within to try to get him out of the top spot and get someone more amenable to the agents in the directorship. So again, this is a huge tectonic shift that's taking place, especially when we step back for a moment and realize just how much power the Director of Central Intelligence has in really, you know, determining the course of American politics and foreign policy, especially.
I talked with a friend of mine today that reminded me of something, and I wanted to share it with you because I know you'd understand where it's coming from. He said to me, he says, you're looking at all these generals now that are being fired and resigning. You're seeing all these people now that are asking for secession. You're seeing the uprising of what's going on right now with the division of the American people, the 50-50 split and all that. And he said, I want to remind you of a statement that was made by Barack Obama during the election. He says, use your vote as vengeance. Vengeance to what? That was the question. No one knew what he meant by that. Use your vote for revenge. Get back at whom? And he told me, he says, pay attention to that line because it was telling of what Barack Obama was feeling at the moment, because this was all going on while we were voting and while we were taking part in the elective process. These plots were happening with the news, the mainstream news, not even reporting them, the country on alert, and all kinds of other things going on in the background. And Barack Obama says, use your vote as vengeance, basically getting back at those that are persecuting me, your president. And I thought that was an amazing assumption or amazing observation on the part of him telling me about Barack Obama's line. What do you think of that statement?
Absolutely. Well, that is a very important part of this, because let's think about this for a moment. We have either the fact that the president was informed about this investigation earlier than he's let on, in which case he's lied to the American people about what he knew and when he knew it, or he really has been kept in the dark about this FBI investigation into his own director of Central Intelligence for the months that they knew about the possible national security breach that was taking place at the very top level of the CIA. A huge deal. And of course, at the very least, you would want the commander-in-chief and the president prepared for a potential resignation of his director of Central Intelligence. Obviously a huge shift in his administration, mm-hmm. but we're being told he knew nothing about this until it broke. And so either he was kept in the dark on purpose, which is ominous for all sorts of reasons about what it says about what he knows and what people are telling him and what he's being kept in the dark about, mm-hmm. or he knew and he lied. So either way, I don't think this is a good thing for the American people.
Well, it's not a good thing for the American people, nor is it a good thing for the president, because a lot of people who I've discussed this with, and I'm glad I'm having you on the air with me to discuss this, they have told me that this has all kinds of echoes of the past around the time of John F. Kennedy, the idea that they were suspecting that Kennedy was not loyal to the United States. They were suspecting that perhaps he embarrassed the country with the Bay of Pigs incident. There are all kinds of things happening here. We almost were wondering if what happened in Libya is Obama's Bay of Pigs scenario. I'm going to get your thoughts on that coming up, James. We got to take a break. But James Corbett is with us tonight from the Corbett Report, fresh off Russia Today, doing a report on this whole situation with the generals being fired, the possibility of a CIA coup or a military coup within the government. These are some things that are very important right now. We're also hearing about 36 states petitioning secession on the White House website. Another thing that's going on in this country, some amazing things happening. Maybe it'll blow over, or maybe it will intensify. No one knows. But in the meantime, it's fascinating to talk about how the country is going at the moment. James Corbett will be with us coming up. If you have any questions, 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
FM News 101 KXL.
You're listening to Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis on FM News 101.
Everyone is in on the secrets, and big things are being planned. Call Clyde Lewis now. Ground Zero.
Tonight it's your coup du jour, whether or not you believe it's CIA, military, or not a coup at all. Tonight on Ground Zero, James Corbett is with us to discuss the Petraeus case, other things that are surrounding the case. You know, I've been watching in the monitors here. We've been watching all the other news coverage of what's going on, James. And believe me, I'm a little incensed at the idea that all they do is they are analyzing whether or not people in places of power have a sense of entitlement. They're talking about fallen heroes and what we tell our kids about heroes that have fallen into disgrace. And then one went even as far as to say, this is a very important issue because what we're learning is that powerful people behave very badly when they're in powerful positions. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, okay, you know, General Petraeus has done what Elliot Spitzer has done, he said that he was going to reveal during the Bush administration some financial malfeasance, and what happens? He gets caught with a prostitute, or he's involved with prostitution, and they say that he's fallen from grace, and all this other nonsense. They give him a show on TV. I mean, they gave him more respect after than he had before. I mean, do you remember these cases, and can you, tell my audience about that sort of thing happening?
Absolutely. Exactly right. I mean, this is the first thing we have to establish with this whole case, is that this is not a political sex scandal. This is much, much more important than that. And I see a lot of commentary in the blogosphere and people online writing comments on news stories about this, etc., saying, oh, what do we care? Why are people being so prudish? Oh, it doesn't really matter to the course of the country, etc., etc. This isn't about political sex scandal. If it was, then what about, Eisenhower had affairs. JFK was notorious for his affairs. That wasn't really ever brought to light. It wasn't part of the political dialogue. But then you look at something like the Elliot Spitzer case back in February of 2008. He just finished penning an editorial for the Washington Post, blowing the whistle on the subprime mortgage crisis before it really broke into the public consciousness and started the Lehman collapse, etc. Mm-hmm. He was writing about it. He was going to get involved in the investigation, and all of a sudden, like literally hours after he finished penning that editorial, suddenly the FBI leaks some of their wiretaps to the New York Times, and he gets taken down in this big sex scandal. So we know that it can be used as a club to keep people in line when they're threatening to go off script. Mm-hmm. It can also be used in other cases, like the D.C. Madam case. People might cast their mind back to that. Of course, we had Deborah Jean Palfrey there in Washington running an elite brothel for potentially all sorts of Congress critters and others. And she had the client list, thousands and thousands of names. And she said she was going to release it. And of course, she ended up committing quote unquote suicide before she got a chance, even after she said she would never commit suicide. Immediately ruled a suicide. The client list got shown to ABC News, who decided it wasn't newsworthy. Therefore, they decided never to cover it.
Right.
And it got swept under the rug. So these types of sex scandals can go either way. And it is just a big stick that is held over the heads of the people who are in these positions as kind of the big club they can use to just make sure that they don't get too far out the line.
Well, James Evan Pilato and myself sit there and discuss, the shows, and we discuss what we're going to present. And we're always laughing, saying, oh, the thought of a guy who kills people for a living is having an affair. How can we even fathom that? How did his moral compass go completely south? And we laugh at this, going, if this is something they're trying to push on the American people as a sex scandal, do they think we're that stupid into thinking that, you know, we haven't paid attention to the idea that we've been on alert since October 1st, that these generals were told to stand down during the Benghazi case, that Leon Panetta interviewed them and said that they were not fit for command because they didn't listen to what the president said. They didn't go on what was being told to them. And I was actually reviewing something where Panetta is talking to some congressman saying that they don't need permission anymore to go in and do what they have to do in an international situation with wars, no-fly zones, Libya consulates, you name it. And so now we have a government that's running crazy and a military that could be wanting to gain control again, or somehow reminding the president that they can also come in and take control in a military coup type situation, something that Americans are not used to and something that Americans believe. In fact, I was just hearing, Bob Schieffer. We were listening to a Bob Schieffer comment where he was saying that there have been no attempts at American coups. And I said, that's not true, because there was a Smedley Butler story in the 1930s, 1933, where he tried, or actually he was asked by Prescott Bush and a number of businessmen doing the business plot where they were going to go in and take over the FDR presidency. You remember that?
Absolutely. And he went and testified about it to Congress. And the investigations just reached an impasse and got covered up and was basically never heard of again. And you're exactly right. It did go up to some of the biggest names in American industry at the time. And we just never heard about it. But certainly the idea that there's no such thing as an American coup is laughable. And unfortunately, we saw exactly that on November 22nd, 1963. It looks like there is some big moves taking place right now, obviously, with this scandal and the fallout from it. And the question is, if this is coming out now, why now? And who was going off script? Was this a case of trying to reel someone back in line or to make sure that something could be covered up or hushed up? That's still very much up in the air right now, and it depends how things play out from now. But one of the things we have to be looking at is the fact that Petraeus was due to come before Congress in some hearings on what happened in Benghazi, and now it's going to be his replacement. The acting director, Michael Morell, is going to be taking his place, and that's very convenient because, of course, Petraeus was deeply involved in what was happening there in Libya. He even took a secret trip to Libya in the wake of what happened in Benghazi to try to figure out what was going on the ground. And another bombshell, another blindside in all of this, a couple of weeks ago, Paula Broadwell, the alleged person he was having this affair with, was talking about CIA secret prisons and that they had secret prisoners in the CIA annex there in Benghazi, which is why they decided to attack that particular consulate. And that's a huge bombshell because, of course, one of the things Obama did when he came in was sign that executive order trying to shut down the Bush-era CIA secret prisons. So if the implication is that she was spilling the beans on some sort of secret prison system that the CIA is still operating, that's some huge bombshell information, and maybe that's the type of thing they were trying to make sure wouldn't come to light in this.
That's right out of the 7 days in May script. The president was unaware of bases that were being constructed, where men were being trained or at least being held, that were preparing for this communications. They were going to do a communications block, and they had all these areas set up in Chicago, Utah, San Diego, Texas, and they didn't know that all these bases were set up. They were secret bases that were being created by the military without the president knowing, and he was confiding in his men, saying, I can't believe that they did this right under our noses, and we were unaware that they've been planning this all along, that there was this coup, and that General Scott wanted to be president, or he had these presidential notions. And I remember the first thing that came out when they talked about Petraeus was they said he was a contender for the presidency. He was going to be possible presidential material in 2016. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, you know, I didn't even realize it even had the ambition to be president. But, you know, you got the CIA, you got the military, you got all that behind you. You know, he would have been a shoo-in. Now, you know, it's anyone's guess. Maybe he was a threat to Obama. We're going to talk more with James Corbett coming up on Ground Zero, 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be taking your questions by phone coming up. Don't go away. We have a lot more to come right here on Ground Zero.
With Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero on FM News 101.
Division and anger and hate. Division and anger and hate. This is what an angry and desperate presidency looks like. This is what an angry and desperate presidency looks like.
Division and anger and hate and hate and hate.
These good black people have worked their entire lives, all in their families, without a careful police department, helicopter, reminding you that you're being watched by the Almighty Mother in the sky.
It's about power. We got so much power now. We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
If you can't handle the truth, get out the kitchen. Get out the kitchen. We buy straight power.
about power. We got so much power now. We got so much power now. Just ridiculous.
Get out the kitchen. We buy straight power.
It's about power. We got so much power now. We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Power. We buy the evolutionary. We buy straight power.
It's about power. We got so much power now. We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
We buy the revolutionary. We buy straight power of the black community. If you can't handle the truth, get out the kitchen.
We have power now. We got so much power now. It's not even funny.
We buy straight power. Can't handle the truth. Straight power. Get out of the kitchen. Get out of the kitchen.
How long has there been a race war? How long have we been a race war?
Now it begins.
I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. Tonight we discuss the rearranging of the chess pieces. They're moving around. Of course, we're now seeing General David Petraeus being disgraced in the media, saying that he had this affair. We're now dealing with General Allen, John Allen, being implicated as well. And we have the mysterious shirtless FBI agent, which is also pretty stupid. This is all becoming some crazed, strange thing on the American people. They don't know what to think. They're busily looking at the sex scandal more so than what is going to be happening in the future. We have James Corbett with us tonight from the Corbett Report. James, who's going to replace General Petraeus?
Well, that's a very important question, and that's the one that I think everyone should be focusing on, because that's going to be one of the main things that comes out of this scandal. So basically people are saying there are two main contenders for this right now. There's the acting director who was the deputy director under Petraeus, Michael Morell, who's a sort of a career politician or career bureaucrat in the agency, and has been kind of a quiet figure. But one of the other people who's very much in the running for the potential to replace Petraeus is John Brennan. And this is a character that people should be familiar with if they aren't already. He was a station chief in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia back in 96 during the Khobar Towers bombing, which people might remember was kind of the arrival on the international scene of Osama bin Laden. And then he was executive director of the CIA back in 2001 when 9/11 happened. He got promoted to the director of the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, and then he was heading the National Counterterrorism Center. He's now currently the chief counterterrorism advisor to President Obama. And he has basically, he was in the running to become the director of the CIA under Obama, but Obama didn't put him up for nomination because basically he wouldn't have survived the Senate confirmation process because of his past in the Bush regime, advocating torture techniques, etc. He's also the one that basically broke the whole CIA secret drone program in the war on terror. Of course, we all knew it was happening, but he was the first one to openly talk about it and argue why it's such a great thing. So this is a big mover and shaker who might be stepping up to the plate big time in the wake of this scandal, and he might get passed very quickly just to get someone as the head of the CIA. But this is really interesting when you start to look at some of Brennan's connections in the past. He was the head of a company. He was the CEO of a company called Analysis Inc., which back in 2008 had an employee who was described as a star employee, a great worker for them, who broke the law. He was a contractor for the State Department at the time, broke the law and accessed information about President or then Senator Obama's passport records. And no one knows at this point what was done, whether they were altered, copied, replaced, what happened to those records. But we know that this happened. We know it was someone in Analysis Inc., CEO at the time was John Brennan. Mm-hmm. And just a month later, when that investigation was getting going, one of the key witnesses in that investigation got shot in cold blood. The trail went dead. We didn't hear anything more about that scandal ever again. But we know someone accessed Obama's records there. And we know that it was a company that was connected to John Brennan. So who knows exactly what place he plays in this, whether he had any connection to that, whether he has leverage over Obama because of that, whether he was maybe hiding something that Obama didn't want people to know about his passport records and where he had traveled. So a lot of very interesting information about this Brennan character, who may be the next director of the CIA.
I wouldn't doubt that Brennan would be the first choice, because he was involved with the organizing of the kill lists that, of course, Obama is thrilled to be using, because he regretfully had to sign the NDAA into law. And that's regretfully, as they forced him not to sign the NDAA into law, and the kill lists and the avoidance of due process. Yes, those are everything that we stand for as Americans. We like killing people with no due process and being having these juries that are similar to the Gestapo or the Stasi, which I find interesting. We're going to go to some calls right now. We've got some people patiently waiting to call in tonight. We're going to go to Barbara, calling from Massachusetts. You're on with James Corbett, myself. You're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, here's the reality. I think that Rush, Glenn Beck, and Hannity, and the rest of Fox, which, by the way, has your main office in Texas, you have been downgrading and character assassinating this president since he walked in that door.
I am not a member of Fox News, Barbara. You got to stop right there. I'm not a member of Fox News. And so get your facts straight before you come shooting with your gun off.
You know what I hear when you're playing music and talking very subtly?
What do you hear?
You guys are inciting
No, we're not. No, we're not inciting a revolution. No, I am not doing it at all.
You're doing it very subtly, but you're doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm reporting what's going on, Barbara.
Very clear.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. Look,
you guys
Obama's record.
Up on this
I'm not. Barbara, I'm not making up anything. And if you pay attention.
Are.
No, I am not.
You're taking pieces of information.
No, I'm not.
Putting them into small little boxes.
All right, Barbara.
The way you want them
to fit. Barbara, then why don't you set me straight with some facts, and then I will listen to you. If you can't do it, then shut
you
your mouth and get off
facts.
The air.
You're not writing on facts.
Yes, I am. I'm writing on facts. And look, James Corbett on this program right now is a great journalist.
I don't care if he is or not.
Oh,
that's
you don't care because it doesn't fit your little party plan, does it, Barbara? Doesn't fit
you're
it at all, does it?
Pieces of information.
I am not. Set me straight before you shoot your mouth off, Barbara.
You know what? That's what's wrong with
set me straight, please.
People like you.
Set me straight, please. Set me straight, please. You've got a big mouth. Set me straight. Set me straight. I'll shut up. Set me straight.
You should be behind this president, not against him.
I'm not against him.
You have been.
No, I haven't.
Right along every night that
you No, I haven't. You argue the facts that are going on in this country right now. 36 states are trying to secede from the union. Try to explain that, Barbara.
It doesn't surprise me with all the Tea Partiers from down south.
Fine, let the Tea Partiers the Tea Partiers talk themselves into abyss. I don't give a damn about them.
Well,
and I don't give about the occupiers as well.
There's so many people you're talking about wanting recession in this country.
Recession?
It's funny he got the votes and he won.
Recession?
Didn't he?
No, he didn't get the votes. He got the electorate vote, which was something we already knew was going to happen, Barbara. You don't obviously not understand politics.
I don't understand politics.
No, not at all. Because
I understand what you're doing.
No, you don't. You don't understand objective reporting, Barbara, because you got your head so far in the sand, you don't know what's going on.
You aren't. You're taking pieces of information, putting them together the way you want it to come out, period.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
You're a conspiracy idiot, and there's a lot of them, and they're
I'm a conspiracy idiot?
You are an idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice coming from someone like you who doesn't know what they're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Really?
I asked you,
Barbara.
Your bumper music.
For the record, I am asking you to set me straight. Please do.
Pardon me?
I'm asking you to set me straight, and you haven't done it yet.
I set you straight already.
Oh, yeah, by calling
me a
conspiracy idiot. Boy, try something new, Barbara.
And you are making up things and putting them together the way you want it to come out. You don't like Obama, and you know it. And people like you should be behind him, and I'll tell you why. This country being divided with people like you, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Hannity, and the rest of you from Fox, you sound like a bunch of jerks, and you've been hating this president since he got in this office.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I've said on the air before that I love Barack Obama.
Oh, sure you do.
I do.
Listen to you talk every night, and people
look, Barbara, you can't deny. Okay,
listen,
please.
You people out there,
please.
Listen to this guy.
General
every
Petraeus
night,
was a freaking conservative, Barbara. Get a clue. Will you get a clue?
Well,
Petraeus was a conservative.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, a conservative that has sex with a mistress. Come on. This is not about politics, Barbara. I do too know what I'm talking about. I do too know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, Barbara, we have a group of military guys, all of which are generals.
That doesn't mean that they're all, excuse me. So you got a bunch of military guys that
within
been
3 weeks
for how long?
It had been 3 weeks that got fired suspiciously after the Benghazi situation where a consulate was killed. And they threw the whole story under the bus. Your president, who you love, is a murderer. He's a murderer.
Ugh, you're sick.
I am sick. Have a good day. He's a murderer. If he threw him under the bus, he's a murderer. And if it's not being investigated, it's a murder not being investigated. Tell that to the soldier who died. Tell that to his family. Tell that to Stevens' family. Tell that to all the people that were wasted in that whole Benghazi fiasco. And then tell me that we're not seeing these generals being taken down because they refused. They refused stand-down orders, Barbara. I'm not making it up, okay? If it hurts your little ego about your little fun-loving Barack Obama, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm bursting your little bubble about this guy that waves and smiles well on The Daily Show, okay? I'm sorry I'm bursting that bubble for you. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. James Corbett will be up next, and hopefully Barbara will calm down. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
FM News 101 KXL.
This is Ground Zero on FM News 101. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Now the smoke is cleared and hopefully cool heads will prevail. James, when we're dealing with people who call in and say that we're making this stuff up because we hate Obama, what is your response to this?
You know, honestly, I don't know if I could have a response to that previous phone call because it was so contentless. It makes you wonder if the person even is listening to the conversation that we're having, because what we're talking about really is the potential. Obviously, we don't know the details of this yet, but the potential that there is a type of coup going on from within the Obama administration itself that may, in fact, be attempting to undermine President Obama.
Right.
And we're discussing that and trying to bring some facts to the table. So it's kind of bizarre to have people, get so hot-headed over it and assume that we're somehow attacking Obama.
Yeah,
I think they should be more concerned about what's happening to the director of the CIA right now.
How is it that we're attacking Obama? We're talking about groups that are plotting against him. He's our president. And I even say in my article that I wrote that sometimes even peace is a bigger threat to the government than war is, because it just seems to me that this may be about Iran. This may be about several other factors that Obama is not getting trigger happy. And I think the military may be antsy. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. And so she comes in saying, "You sound like all the rest of them." And I'm thinking to myself, you don't even know what we're talking about. Let's go down to Kate in Massachusetts, listening on WHYN 560 AM. Hi, Kate, you're on Ground Zero.
Hello, Clyde. I'm first-time caller. I want to apologize for Barbara from Massachusetts, who was on before me. I'm also from Massachusetts. We're not all Kool-Aid drinkers.
Okay.
what you guys are talking about tonight, it's all been laid out. You have the facts. Anyone with two functioning brain cells can put it together. What I'm trying to figure out is this. We're at the tip of the iceberg here. Where does it go from this point? I mean, do we go ahead and start succeeding, or what is the situation?
James, what do you think? She's right about that we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. It's obvious now that a number of news organizations are now talking about other, I guess you say it gets deeper and deeper. Drudge called it today a four-star circus. Everybody else, I mean, some people are even calling it Spyfall to make fun of James Bond and Skyfall. We're watching the fall of a CIA spy and the possible attacks on Barack Obama. Where does it go from here?
Well, this is the million-dollar question, because it goes to the heart of the matter. With anything like this, when it starts to branch out and get deeper and deeper and draw other people in and it starts to get big, it can also be that type of story that gets so big that the most important details get left out. So,
right.
For example, that video that's starting to go a bit viral online right now of Paula Broadwell making that speech about the CIA secret prisons in Benghazi, I noticed that's not getting a lot of attention. So it might be one of those types of issues that goes under the radar, that's the real meat and potatoes of this, whereas everyone else is focusing on, you know, the emails or whatever prurient interest in the case. So I think we have to look for what eventually comes out of this. Who takes that directorship spot in the CIA? What happens to some of these generals? Does Petraeus testify at the Benghazi hearings? These are the important things we have to keep our eye on, and don't get distracted by all the attention-grabbing headlines that are coming out about this.
Does that help you, Kate?
It sure does. Keep up the good work, and glad that you're on and someone to listen to.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Let's go to David in Maine. Hi, David. You're on Ground Zero listening to 101.9. Go ahead.
I've got my flag flying upside down because we're in distress. I think this whole Benghazi thing, I think the ambassador was killed on purpose. And when they give the order to stand down, there's legal orders and there's unlegal orders. And I think there's a lot of illegal orders being given. And who writes 30,000 emails to anybody?
I know. And when I read that, I'm thinking, how many times can you say, I want to have sex with you? 30,000 times? I don't think you can do that, right?
Right. So I think what Obama's trying to do is get rid of all the dead wood, anything that's going to get in his way. And basically, that's what's happening.
Well, you know, David, it looks that way. I guess, as Kate had said, it's only the tip of the iceberg. We'll find out more. But in the meantime, we're all caught up in the sexual scandals. And we're not even taking into account that maybe the military wants to take over and maybe remove Barack Obama. And so that's what we're worried about and concerned about. And also, when we're looking at the secession of those 36 states or the attempt at secession, we have to wonder, where are we and what state of mind we're in this country. I mean, it sure sounds like that there's something up. It sure sounds like that our worst fears, may be smoldering. It may not turn into a full-fledged fire. But at least we're on the edge. I still feel we're on the edge. I appreciate the call. James, I mean, you're looking from the outside in. Do you think that we're looking at a possible teetering point for civil unrest or something in this country?
It's certainly, it's in the cards. There's more and more people that are like the caller there, flying their flags upside down. People understand there are some things that are deeply wrong with the country. Just one other irony that I think we have to note about the whole Petraeus thing. It's interesting that the director of the CIA, who just a few months ago was literally talking about how the CIA is going to use the smart grid to spy on people through their TVs and their toasters and their appliances, is himself caught up in a spying scandal where the FBI was spying on his own emails. So just goes to show it's a spying society. There's no such thing as privacy anymore. And I think a lot of people are concerned about what this says about where we are as a society and where things are heading.
Bye-bye, Fourth Amendment. It looks like it was nice knowing you. And James, thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You take care and keep up the great work, James. We love you. James Corbett from the Corbett Report. So glad to have him on the program tonight, giving us the information from the outside looking in. If you have any comments, you can call in tonight at 888-673-3700.